Trust in you, Lord, tonight.
Amen.
Forgive our sins. As we have assembled, we may have different thoughts, but let that which you have orchestrated and planned for us today be materialized.
Amen.
Pray that we'll get closer and have a better relationship with you.
Amen.
We haven't come to serve men. We haven't come to be seen. It's our desire to become what you want us to become.
Amen.
And you want us just to be like you.
And
so let it be for us, Lord.
And
that this will not be just another day of service, but it will be the day for our opportunity.
And
to have that righteous encounter.
And
we ask, Lord, as many of us that are burdened with different loads, and we even have forgotten of ourselves, please help us.
Amen.
That is why we pray, Lord.
And
because we know you are there to help us.
Amen.
May you be our portion tonight.
And
in Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
so before we sit, let's quickly read Acts chapter 2.
We pick from verse 15.
The Bible said, "For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken of by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Amen.
Amen.
18, "And on your servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Smafo, yuma itimienu. Inyimu, edunum kusi edunwotwe no na yenum mronsa se de mususuwe if we say eya adechie mu don a etoso miensa na yei ni de odifo yo kaaye no se onyankopon se enna be na ebeba se enna edi achire no mu no behie me honhom no bi magu honam nyina aso na momamarema ene momama ahye nkom na momrantie ehunu ene suade hunu ene suade na momabenin asoso adaye na menkoa ene menfuna aso ena enan mu mehie me honhom no bi magu na wahye nkom. Amen.
Shall be seated.
My intercession.
Yeah, as we read verse 19, and I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, and the sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible notable day of the Lord come.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Yet to us free ni mudun kron akusi edionu ba akono. Namema anwanwadie aba nyamie ni osoro. Na ensentreni nie aba asase so efam. Moja eni uja eni wisie kumo. Uriabe dani isum. Na osrani adani moja ansana erade da kesia eshwe no aba. Na ebeba se ubiara a obebo erade din no obegye no nkwa. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we ask the blessings of the Lord on the word tonight.
Nti yesre erade inshra eguna semisu anadwe.
We want to re-echo by the grace of God the message preached by the prophet Junction of Time.
Yenam onyankopon adom no so ebesia ti odifo no nkransem a okan ya otu din se ebre enkwanta so.
After reading the scripture, the prophet said, "Our kind heavenly Father."
Odifo no ekenkan twro sem ni wie no na obo mpae se yesro eja a waye mu ye.
As like a great sheet across this building this morning, then
senye erade utumi ede di ewo eden mu anadwe anopai no.
Every head going down to the dust of the earth.
E trenyina esisi ase ekọ na tiemu ewasasi so.
In humility we bow our heads and our hearts.
Wo ahobrasiemu na ye boyentri ye boyemu ase na esi
in thy presence.
Awo wani mpem.
And we pray heavenly Father.
Na ye bom pa ye yesuja.
That the Holy Spirit will come now.
Se o honhom konkro no besane emprempren.
Get into the word.
Na abewra asem no mu.
And present it to every heart.
Na e de asem no abewra akoma biara mu.
Just as it has place.
Senye wasafrawade wayi ato ho.
And lodging place.
Na enya no baabi atena.
May it bring forth an hundredfold.
Manen so aba waha ene waha echi.
He said, God, we pray.
Erade ye bom paye
that unbelievers
say anya niefo
today
na day
may become believers
onba beye ejidifo
and that the Christian now will take a new hold
now a Christophon so anya enida so foforo
those who are weary in the road
wona wa bre ewo won kwan mu
may the saints be encouraged
Rade ma wa hote ofo enya enkranhye
and may the sick be healed
na ma ayarefo enya ayarosa
speak father
eja kasa
and may we have fellowship around thy word just now
na yenya ehiamudie ewo wasemu emprempren
for we ask it in the name of the beloved son of god jesus christ amen
ayebisa we ewo oba a wodono erade yesu christo din mu
hallelujah
amen
so tonight we stand in that grace amen
eti anadwe isa adum yesu ena yegina
and we trust that the lord will be helpful to us
ayegidi se erade beboyen anadwe
hallelujah
amen
I'll quote few things from the prophet
Ebekin kan ensemfoa bi afri odifo nanum.
And as you already aware, truthfully, nobody has any message. Amen. If we want to stay safe, we just have to feed on where the prophet has spoken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and always in the days gone by, there's been dispensations that always come to an end.
Amen.
Amen. So life begins at a point, it continues to a point, different things will happen, and it comes to an end. He said there is junctions on the highway. There is junctions on the road that we travel in this world. He said there is junction on the grand old highway that we travel to glory. So, perhaps before I progress, this is how the prophet defined junction. He said the junction, God always, before great junction comes, or ending of time, he starts something new. Junctions with the old to the new. Amen.
Amen. Odifone say, Ansana and Quantakesiano Ebebano, a bread biara or shabri before fro assi, or shall see a free for yemu at the court that then, and answer that then at the coffer from.
So he junctions and enters a new dispensation.
Or the Enquantano Ekoko ra a brisufu from.
So it tells us that it's God's process. Amen. He starts something, he gets to a point, and he delves into a new junction. So science gives us some understanding that at, I think, every 7 years of our life, there is a certain transformation.
So
there is a time that you are a child. And then there is a time that you are seen to be in between a child and a grown-up. Then you are called an adolescent. There is a time that comes, then you are said an adult. So these transitions in our lives are different junctions. And God in his plan also has junctions. Through the scriptures, there are different things that show these junctions. So let's have that picture as we travel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and always, it takes the miraculous to speak of omnipotence. Omnipotence is the all-powerful. And it takes the miraculous to vindicate the omnipotence. And only the miraculous can do that. Only the miraculous can vindicate the omnipotence. Abraham said, teaching of the word is a very fine thing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word. But it always takes the miraculous to vindicate the omnipotent still lives and reigns.
Na emre nyina no enam anwanwade so ene da de atumi nyina no e wono no e di se oda so atiase dada.
Did we get that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we read the word, it's good.
Si ya kenkan asem ya eye.
When we speak the word to people, it's good.
Ya ka asem no so kire afoforo so a eno so ye.
But what shows that God is still God? So when we tell people that we come to church here, it's good.
Say you catch here and crow for say you bow sorry our living God tabernacle ha eye.
When we present the message to them, it's good.
See they and crowns them so emma wanna and also ye.
But the evidence that God remains God unchanging is the miraculous.
Na adansidie a etwe se onyankopon ye onyankopon a onsatura no eye anwanwade na ensantwani abeta yetri
because the word is a miracle.
If you say asem na nkasa eye ensantwani ni anwanwade,
the word is a living being.
Asem no eye nipa bia anase nipa dua bia etiase.
So when that word enters where there is no life, the word generates life.
Amen. And unto says, Sammy Echo Rabbia and Quenya, a summon a bonqua at the Snabbia and Quenya.
We cannot separate God from His word.
Yentimen tea on Yankopon and free Nasam.
So, if we teach God's word, it's good.
It is your church on Yankopon and Samoa, eh?
And we desire that God will help us.
Nayawa or Pebisa on Yankopon Baboy.
That anytime His word is spoken,
and say abrebiara yebeka na semono,
he will vindicate it by his miraculous.
Ode na nwanwade no ebesi na semno sudua,
because then it shows that he is amongst us.
Eno ene etre say oda sora wo yentem.
He said the omnipotence is the all powerful.
Ye tumi nyina ya ne dia no ono na hodi nyina firi no.
And it takes the miraculous to vindicate the omnipotence.
Na enam anwanwade so ena maye da saa dia tumi nyina wo no na di.
We are saying that there is nothing difficult for God.
Emre nyina ye ka se onyankopon de bibiera ne ho aye ne yedin.
He is the all knowing and all powerful.
Ono na onim ade nyina na ahodi nyina firi no.
What shows it?
At the end of the tree.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His evidence of existence amongst us.
Now, don't see it. It's not here. What he
is he proving that he is with us?
And he said, "Oh, but then a dear, oh, and tell me, so one year in a war."
But Abraham said, "In my searching of the scripture,
would you want to say a bro who goes to a church or seminal
for quite a while?"
America kremuni no.
I have found great junctions, seven great junctions in God's word.
Odifonse oba behuno enkwanta akasie nson ene wo nyankopon asemimu.
Amen.
Amen.
And seven is God's complete number.
En sono so eye onyankopon kenkane ya ewie peye.
He completes in seven, works in 6 days.
Wo ye adwuma ene nsia ena nson no wo wie bibia.
Amen. And rested.
Ena ochi na home.
The world exists in its reign over the earth here. The world. The church labors for 6,000 years, and the seventh is the millennium.
Asafono aye adwuma emfisia empem ensia na emfisia toso empem sonro ena beko emfia pem enije nimu.
Abraham said, and I want the children amongst us to watch this thing. And all these mathematics of the Bible are perfect. We need Bible mathematicians. Don't go to school and join your friends and say math is difficult. Because God needs that knowledge.
If you say,
there are people that can only get to know or get to understand some of these things when they, you see, in the accounting field, they tell you that the account must balance. Everything must fall in place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's encourage the children as well. Amen.
Amen.
God needs it.
He
said, look at it today. What we are living in. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm not speaking against the honorable women for our sisters here also. For they are God's instruments. But those who care not for themselves. There is so many on the opposite side going about marrying, giving in marriage. And we realize that. And one thing that caused that, the Bible said, now listen, spirits, great spirits came down. Evil spirits got into these people and done these things. Now listen. And we see the same evil spirits working in our
day.
Many people will say that some giants came down from heaven and so it led to the birth of giants.
It
said the conduct and the attitude was influenced by spirits. And this is not strange to any of us. Because God is saying that for us to live His life, His Spirit must come in us.
If you say, Onyangopo, eh, Katra, and say,
and the same way for Satan to get people to do what he likes, he must dwell in them. So the prophet said that great spirits, evil spirits, came and dwelt in
people.
So the character and the things that we see is not the people. So which of the hairdos do they do now, which we don't have in our church? If it's an evil spirit that is motivating it. It's a spirit that is causing the people to do it. And as we go along, we will come to realize one thing. God brought us to be pure. And I look at myself and I was weeping and say, God, I failed you. When a man talks about pure gold, it means there is no debt in it. Not a little speck. If God says He wants a pure heart, blessed are the pure in heart. Is my heart pure? Pure means that there is no iota of the world. If I speak, it's God. Even in the midst of trouble, it's so disappointing. When God says He needs a pure church. And yet we know our situation. In our homes. He said, separate Levite for me. Why they are not to be mingled? Pure. Set aside. We ask for grace from God.
Yes,
no other spirit except the spirit of Jesus. That is the pure. But if I can mingle, how will God accept it? We have to assess it. Amen.
Amen.
And now notice again that not only that, but when all hell turns loose, all heaven turns loose also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the very thing we are saying, the spirits and whatever, is not to scare us.
Enunti ade aye kan se ahonhom ene nyoma horoa ekike nyina no ye nkan sa se emoye hu.
Because if we are on the side of our Father,
if we say ten kan ye woye jane fanko ade a,
when hell is loose,
Abraham kabon sam jem nyina epue na ate ate se wo monti,
heaven is also loose.
Sa no so himan mu so anu so epue na ate ate se.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against it. He said, and these two forms are always shown at the junction. So God has not left us alone. It doesn't matter how the situation looks like. He is not leaving us to face it alone. If hell is coming at us, he said he is our defense. He will be with us to face the situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, now,
see,
as we see at that time, that Nimrod brought all the configuration together to Babylon and come under into this great configuration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of them, evil things.
Known
in between.
Amen.
Sexuality and at the same time, God had a witness on the earth. Enoch. Who walked with God. Now look at Abraham's word. Blameless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And at that same time, that evil was appearing. Angels appeared on earth. Amen. Anytime we see evil, we must know that good is there. If there is a deceptive church, there is a true church. When the evil appeared, angels also appeared. It's a very beautiful time today. Abraham said, as the evil is appearing, so is good appearing. Amen.
Amen.
We pray for God these things to happen to us. You know, can we pick the children we are training in these families? In the church, our marriages and our homes, and say that because of this gospel that we hold, All the things that marriages in the world will say is happening by God's grace, because of his gospel. It doesn't come to us.
Ibetimi afa ye mofra a yetete won. Ene ye na warre ene ye na fie mu. Ne agyna ho aka se esane asempa a yate ene nkransam a yate nyina nti no. Say any and a warrior, any a mofra tia tia, a set effort and a radio, a yasanetiana.
God said, live in Goshen. Live in Goshen.
When Yakupo Kacha once said, Omontana, I will Goshen us.
And he protected them.
Now a whole and our bow on Hobai.
All the evil that happened in Egypt, they never experienced it.
Bonia, a call so our Muslim as a Suninano, a Bian Kawan, our Goshen as a Suninano.
Because of God.
A free Onyankupontia.
Because of the miraculous. May God have mercy. If we can't testify, if we can't
say
that this thing that God did, because of his message,
is
the same experience we have. That even though we are in Egypt, yet we are in
Goshen.
And his spirit is with us. So what is going on out there? By his grace.
And I'm not dumb, so
it doesn't come to us.
Yeah, dear, am I and so?
Can we say? We need that grace tonight. God cannot lie. God is not a deceiver. I can deceive you. But God is not a deceiver. I've been sad when I thought of this. Sometimes we've allowed people to even criticize our God. How can he lie? May God help us. Yes, pardon me. Very beautiful type today. As evil is appearing, so is good appearing. The prophet said, you are not to fornicate, do all these things. Because you must bring forth children that are pure unto God.
Odifo ne se sentia any kwansi e bo adwaman ne ye afiafidie nyina ne se e wo se ye de emofra bi ba asase so a samofra no omo ho te no omo ye krogye wo
nyankopon. God needs that line.
Onyankopon e hwehwe mofra etisa.
Why do we let him look like a liar?
Adenti ne ma na koye se wo ye trofo.
How have our children become? It's like we even fear to let the people, because we ourselves, we are not living it. When God separates a people for himself, he is not a joker. Is there a man that invests in a business to waste the money? No, is there a man? Is there somebody who will invest just to waste it?
Obiara ni ho a wodi sika be rejuma bi mu so o masika na yekwa.
Which junction have we reached tonight?
Eh na yedu e wo san kwanta iso.
Abraham said the evidence of God's omnipotence is the miraculous.
Odi for Abraham say adansia e chwe say ye nyankopon no ono na tumi nyina ye ne dia no e ye na nwanwade.
The proof without words that everybody around us will vindicate and see, even when our children go to school, how they know about God, how their focus is on God.
Adansia ebetre
And I say, ah, a tremendy pair way and home, a chessia and winina behuno, and po bria ma ebbe frifia acoscumo, send your bessie at that one, subay eddie at so and say, Yatti one ewan yamisru.
And they will have their own vindication from God.
Now one uncle Sabena one at Dancia, a few young
people. He say, your sons and your daughters would dream.
Or say, your mamma, Merima, and your mamma ever so swandaye.
Today we are on social media and we have the phone and the children are standing with us and we are with them. We know that morning, even the past week, we haven't studied the word, we haven't prayed.
Yani ayenim se no payim po ya mon paye yansua trokon krono yanim se sorry ya mobile phone and a crying and a ti abefont intem fidie so and ya frere mo frere nyina po atwa sia and a yeshe de yeshe yani mo frere nyina.
Even if you don't call them, they will come to you.
And post one for one hour, one answer, beba.
Our children don't learn what we say.
And po niye niye kano ye mo from po musiya.
They learn from observation.
Yeah, yo na ye dene di no eno eno musiya.
What we do is what they learn.
Yeah, yeah, no eno no musiya.
So when we speak, they know that what we are saying is not true.
And until say ka sampa omunim said ye kan ya tro
because we don't do it.
Say ye nye.
God wants to dwell with us.
Onyankopon pese woni entena
in his junction of time.
Ewo ono ane mre nkwa ntaso.
He said, look back there.
Ti encha ye ni hwe ye chi.
As Noah and Enoch
said, Noah and Enoch
was preaching.
A brother now walk and send panel.
And Noah was preaching a message that seemed so crazy to the people.
A brother now Noah and crown some man now walk and an echo ya, but damn some man, you know, was a brain.
He was preparing an ark.
Now, was yes, see, and that can be
marking a place of safety.
Now, saying, Pia, Sabia, Hono Bayer, Bambo, and Nancy John Kosebia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that was a miracle in its own. How that a man, upon a dry land, where water had never come, was preparing an ark to float on a mighty sea.
Ah, wana oti sabia ho esiesie adaka bia sadaka na ebetete ensuo a ayiri ani
that would be there.
Ah, ebewo ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So our faith itself is a miracle.
Enunti yendidi na mpo no eya nwanwade.
Believing God for the impossible.
When
this message came, I remember clearly there has been different things. People, you know, if you don't watch television, how will you know current affairs? How will you know current affairs? How will you know this is happening, that is happening? If your women don't put on bead, waist bead, they will look like a tree or wood. Is it true? God has vindicated himself. There are many things that had been held on, and it's proven that there were things of the world that were just lies.
And your mama bebre and aye a dance here say, and your mama bebre na akosu wo wi asimo anyi na ya tro.
Abraham said it repeated again today.
Samuel mana asai asi no so emnemre mu.
When men or when man pounding away at the gospel,
Abra onipa echi no ho afri asempa no ho,
preaching the baptism of the Holy Spirit, getting people ready for the coming of judgment.
Ebra o ka asempa afa omkonkro asubo no so enam so asiesie enipa no ama waye krado atwen urade mayen.
Or a shield from the coming judgment.
Now, odia bon ho ban afri atemu a eba no.
And the modern church people laughing.
Sabra na na ewiase mu asafo no eguso sore no.
Saying all the days of miracles is past.
And your work can say, Emra na and Centrani, Ecoswan, Sabrini, in Chemco.
Abraham said, it's a miracle itself, a signpost.
Odifon says, Hadia, ya, Ayan Centrani, near Ankasamon, one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the evidences we see around, they are signposts.
And Centrani, and I say, Adansia, you who actually you who is here in Yara, aye, and for Yinibia, and I say, Paul Bia is siho ah edia dance.
Abraham says this. And the church today,
Odifon say na asafono so ewo nemri mu no,
as it's laboring away under the tax of preaching the gospel.
Abra o ye juma ewo sena oka asempa na se no,
with signs and wonders following. They are preparing for a miracle. What's that? The rapture of the church. And going home. Preparing people. Getting them light, unburdened from the things of the world. And getting their souls set in the presence of God. That when Jesus does appear the second time, in glory, those who are ready will rapture. And be caught up to meet him in the air. To be with him. So the purpose of the church is preparing us. To shield us from the coming danger. The same work that Noah did. So how did the church become a political ground? How did it become a fashion show? It's a place of preparation. Our coming here being prepared is a miracle. That we are expecting something to happen. Abraham said Noah was preparing the ark on a ground where there has never been rain.
Odifo no say na Noah esiesie adaka no asase a na ensio mponto wo so da.
And yet he was expecting that ship or that ark will be lifted above waters.
Ninyina emuno na ohwe animu se ensio beto ema ensio na eto na apaja adaka no atra ensuriri no.
And as Noah began to warn the people,
na bra na Noah esha ase se obo enipa no kokko no,
many laughed at him.
Ebre edi ne ho fe wesre no,
because his message seemed entirely out of reason.
San say, na ne kran semo a o ka no na wo de adwene atoto ho ana emfa kwan mu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It wasn't reasonable.
Na ntaso mu kra.
Abraham said, and today,
odifo no say enen so,
we got the best doctors in the world. We got the best clinics we ever had. We got all this, that, and the other. Why do we need God? Why do we need the miraculous? I think we have enough evidence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Strange things are happening.
Sickness
beyond cure.
Yarewa eni adro.
Formerly you drank water. You are sure of good health. Today you know that the water you are drinking is going to cause you to be sick. Even the same medicine will make you more sick.
Reverend
said, listen.
Today,
we need divine healing worse than we ever needed it. And as the days go, so will it be more and more needed. We need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it will come to pass after a while that unless a man is sealed with the Holy Ghost, it's hard to tell. He's laid himself open to all kinds of things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in a terrible time.
But
it's a junction of time.
There
are people in the world today, Brother Bram said. After 2,000 years of gospel preaching, and this is directly connecting to us, don't know what it means to be born again of the Spirit of God. They don't know what omnipotence means.
He
said what? God is great omnipotent power that can transform a soul from a street sinner. To an angelic position.
Now,
as a son and daughter of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to take it up again.
That
experience. What does it mean?
Saying a tree.
To be born of God. To be born of His Spirit. To be transformed in the soul. From a street sinner. To an angelic position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us.
He
said, not only that, but God also showed signs
through Enoch.
He showed signs through Noah. But one day, there came a thunder and lightning. And fire out of heaven. A lightning and thunder begin to roll. He said that was a miracle. All the time the preaching went on, there was just one day. The expectation happened. Just one day. So So as we come and we go, let's watch for this day. That God help me prepare. We saw that Noah was in preparation. Noah was preparing. The paths that weren't looking good, he had to make them good. The paths that wouldn't help, he had to replace them. Set the ark in a good shape. Prepared. We are in preparation. And how are we preparing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything that we have taken from the world. From the world. That is making us look different. And that is affecting our relationship with God. Let's line right. He said, but here is a great miracle. The miracle was that how God had his believing children stuck away in the ark of safety. All the time the thunder was going on, the rain was falling, Noah was resting in the ark with God. There will be a time for rest. May God help us to have that vision.
He
said, predestinated, foreordained to walk into that
ark.
When the plagues was falling, Noah was at rest. In safety. He said, who had been laughed at? Who had been laughed at? No, who had been laughed? He was laughed at. He was laughed at. Good. Had been entered into rest. They laughed at him. Mocked him. But he foresaw what was coming. He did not move from the vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He said, those who loved
one hour of,
today, he said, because you desire to live a full surrendered life. No, because you've desired to live a full surrendered life to the Lord Jesus. They don't realize that you are stuck away under his everlasting arms. Don't realize that you are resting just as safely as you can. In the omnipotence. And nothing can harm you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we go and take the path with God, we will be in safety. When we desire and decide to take that path that God has ordained for us, he said we will have rest. When there will be danger, and we saw it, that in Goshen, they were resting. They were feasting. When tears was happening elsewhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we end for today, we ask the Lord to grant us that grace. The world of business has a concept. When you are determined for something, go after it. And you will achieve successfully. When you have achieved, those who did not understand what you were chasing, it would now become clear to them. When Noah was in the ark, they began to understand that they were laughing at themselves. It became clear to them then. They would have wished to have gone with Noah. But Abraham said, it's predestinated. It's foreordained. So none of us is here by chance. God knows that whatever limitation we have, He has made room for it. To get us in right order. So any message that He sends forth, He knows that we will accept it and correct our paths. Because He does not want us to be in the evil. He has good thoughts for us. He said the thought is not evil. To bring us to an expected end. That when we are no more, people will testify of the miraculous working through our lives. May the Lord God grant us His unfailing grace that it will happen. Satan is using human bodies. God wants human body. May we be available for His use. That His grace will shine forth. God bless you. Shall we stand up as we pray? Just commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. He is the living God. He is faithful. He is righteous. Before we came here, He saw us. He created us. Came to different parents. Some of us, there was even no hope for our future. But God, who is rich in mercy, God, who is faithful, has helped us through. What can't He do? What can't He do? As we invite Pastor Bo, just pray and commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. That His grace will help all of us. That any time we come and leave, we become better. Every time.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting in my soul. Red, oh.
Amen.
Wow, your church for pa.
Amen.
When you call this another day, what do I say? I'm not doing
it. Amen.
Why, you know, same more dear.
Amen.
You will rather quantify your do so.
Amen.
The radiant me, Chinama, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So I can't wonder why.
Amen.
Wow, I suffer.
Amen.
The radiant Chinama, Christ.
Amen.
Noah, a Chinama.
Oh Lord,
found the any pair cafano home.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe be seen any so.
Amen.
No one baby with Gina.
Amen.
No one baby, I was shop.
Yes, Lord.
But in your junk, papa.
Amen.
Yeah, well, we are said, yeah.
Oh Lord.
Then see him free, yes.
Hallelujah.
Rather, my end now.
Amen.
Now, intimate now, so I won't see you.
Oh Lord.
Brother, better say him.
Amen.
Rather, see you, see you.
Amen.
Boy.
Amen.
Right, why in the field we are good with your son, dear man.
Amen.
That was.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.